Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Jesse Stewart here. It is time for the January Progressive Agriculture Foundation safety message. And joining us on the live line to kick off our first safety message of 2020, Jana Davidson with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation. Jana, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jesse. Wow, 2020, our first one of the year. How did that happen?
I don't know how that happened, to be honest. I'm still trying to get used to writing 2020 down on different documents and everything else. It just feels like last year flew by, Jana.
It really did. It went by in a blink of an eye. They say that. As we get older, time just seems to go faster and faster, and that's what I'm feeling like now, because you just get down to writing 2019, and here we are in 2020. So, Yeah, that's a challenge.
It definitely is a challenge. Well, you know, we were talking a little bit off the air, you know, New Year means a lot of New Year's resolutions, new decade, you know, could kind of symbolize a fresh start or new beginnings. But, you know, however, for the new year, there could be a lot of feelings of maybe failure and missed opportunities and whatnot, and goals not met. And that could cause some mental health issues. And I know here for this month, we want to talk about, you know, mental health and kind of building a mental health toolkit. And I know this is something that the Progressive Agriculture Foundation has been working on with Farm Credit. Can you talk about this a little bit?
Absolutely, Jesse. So last year, I mean, we've been noticing this for several years, but last year we came up with this idea that we wanted to be committed to not only the overall safety of a child, but health as well. So we have a few topics in our Progressive Agriculture Safety Day curriculum that do focus on health. You know, we talk about sun safety and appropriate hand washing, but primarily until now, we have been primarily focusing on farm safety. So we wanted to kind of turn the tables. We've been noticing things are going on. Another topic we have focused on this coming out this year is on vaping. That's been a hot topic, a huge epidemic. But the other one is on mental health. We're seeing it with our farmers. We're seeing it with our farm families. They're under a lot of stress from weather to the economy, you know, and financials. There's just so many things that our farmers have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And this job is more than a job to them. This is their lifestyle. They don't have the opportunity just to walk away on a day-to-day basis or get out of the house or get off the farm. They are committing themselves, you know, 24/7 to the farm, and we really appreciate that. But we want to make sure that we're keeping them healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, and we also want to take care of their families and children as well, because we know that if the parents are stressed, if grandparents are stressed, you know, they might try to keep that from the children, but the children, they're picking up on things and they know what's going on. So they're feeling that stress as well. Maybe it's the stress because the children can't do the same things as their friends because they're busy with their activities or their roles helping on the farm. Or maybe it's financial. Maybe it's a bad time right now, and they just can't take advantage of some of those same opportunities that their friends can. And that can also, you know, lead to some issues there. So we want to kind of bring awareness to this. And our goal, thanks to Farm Credit, we had a roundtable back in September in St. Paul, Minnesota. We gathered a wonderful group around the table. It included not only our Progressive Agriculture Foundation staff, but individuals from the Farm Credit System. It included many folks that are working in agriculture and rural health and behavioral health. And we just had a wonderful day-long conversation about what this curriculum is going to look like for our youth, because we know it's going to be a sensitive topic, and we want to tackle it in the most effective way and most useful way for our safety day coordinators. So we got that started, and now we're on the mission of building this curriculum and making sure we get the messages out there.
Well, really a great thing that roundtable brought about with Progressive Agriculture Foundation and Farm Credit, and really, you know, looking at the overall health of children living in rural and agricultural communities. And I know you guys kind of have a little bit of maybe a checklist, so to speak, some different tips as we kick off the new year for, you know, parents and their families, their kids to look at. Why don't you go through some of these tips and let us know what these are and how they could help with mental health?
Absolutely. And as we were talking prior to this interview, when we first connected on the call, you know, we were mentioning about New Year's resolutions. And I think we go into the start of a new year. Actually, now we're going into it. We're starting a new decade. And we sometimes set ourselves up for failure because we set these resolutions that are really, really hard to keep or obtain. So here's a checklist of just some ideas of things that you can tackle. They're small steps or small things that you can implement this year, and they're going to make you, I feel, happier and healthier overall. And that really will help with your emotional well-being. So let's start. The first one is just adopting better sleep habits. This is important. We're all just getting back from the holidays and, you know, our sleep schedules were all off. And now we want to make sure when we're ready to go to bed each night, we're preparing ourselves for restful night's sleep. So we want to make sure we're in a comfortable environment. It's also important to turn not only our lights off, but like our electronics. Many of us go to bed with a phone in our hand or an iPad. And, you know, that's stimulating our brain and wanting to keep us awake. So let's put those away and avoid distractions so we can really get a better night's sleep. We also want to include to do a better job with an exercise regimen. So this might just be small changes. A good example, if you work in an office that has an elevator, start taking the stairs instead of taking the elevator, or make sure you're putting in some stretch breaks throughout the workday, or just walking away from your computer for a little bit and giving your eyes a rest. So it doesn't have to be, you don't have to go to the gym for an hour or two each day. These are little steps. They're just, you know, little changes that may lead to something greater. Another really important one, and this to me is my favorite on the list, is finding a hobby. Don't be afraid to try something new or go back to something that you really enjoy. When you have a family, I know, you know, I have two young girls, and when I had them, I gave up a lot of things that you really enjoyed or things that you like doing because they keep you very busy. But, you know, sometimes you miss certain things that you did before. Maybe it's just having a game night with your friends, or maybe you like to sew or read, and those things got pushed to the side. Well, take that back up again. What's something you enjoy doing? A little bit of time for yourself. Find that hobby again. Also kind of stressing again, just take a break from the social media. It can be so negative at times, and I think that also kind of can bring us some sadness and depression. So it's sometimes just ready to shut the computer or turn your phone off and, you know, don't look at that for a while, you know, especially if it's bringing you feelings of depression. Also adopt some stress management techniques. So you might want to try yoga or meditation, or just try to get yourself in a relaxed state. A couple other good ideas are just to get organized. You know, start off with a planner. Set some goals for yourself. And I always find that whenever I'm crossing off anything on my to-do list, I feel a great sense of accomplishment. So, you know, it can be little things that you put on there that you know you're going to accomplish in a week. And as you cross those off, you're going to feel a great deal of satisfaction. So that's something great. You can also keep a journal. Or volunteer. That's one thing I think our country's needing more of. You're always seeing events and they're really lacking volunteers. Go out there and do some good for your community, or help out a friend. Maybe a friend's moving this upcoming weekend and could use a hand. It does feel really good to volunteer at the end of the day, and you're also connecting and cultivating relationships while you're doing it. So that's a very positive thing. Strengthen your communication skills. So reach out and talk to someone, as well as be there to be a good listener for someone. That's what a lot of folks need right now, is just someone that will listen to them, not interrupt them, but just fully listen and be there. And then last but not least is just treat yourself as well as others with respect. You know, we're taught that as a young child, to treat others with respect. Well, treat yourself with respect. You know, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to miss goals, but we need to maintain that positive outlook, and that's going to be our best defense against anything that's going to come in our way.
Well, Jana, all great tips. And of course, mental health is a huge thing across this entire country. It's great to see the Progressive Agriculture Foundation and Farm Credit kind of working together to help that situation in rural areas and in rural America. Anything else you want to mention about the mental health topic here on this month's update?
Well, I just want to remind folks, you know, it is a very important topic. And, you know, all of us, I think, at one time or another are going to have, you know, those feelings of maybe not accomplishing something important, or, you know, our emotions, you know, can be all over the place. And it's okay to feel that way, but it's also okay to seek help. There's always someone there to listen, to lend a helping hand. If you need, you know, time for yourself, take it. Don't feel like you're being selfish. We all are entitled to that, and we all need that. So that's what I want to leave everyone with. And just to remind folks to, you know, if they haven't checked Progressive Agriculture Safety Days out already, or they don't know who we are or what we do, make sure to visit our website, progressiveag.org. Find out if a safety day is going to take place near you, and see if you can get your child involved, or again, one of our checklist items, see if you can volunteer as a presenter, or in the planning, or another job that's needed at the event.
Well, again, progressiveag.org, that is the place to find out about Progressive Agriculture Safety Days and more information about the Progressive Agriculture Foundation. With that, Jana Davidson, thanks for joining us on the January update, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jesse.
Jana Davidson with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation joining us here on AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.